Celebrating 35 years of creativity and collaboration, the Vail Dance Festival returns July 28th through August 7th with 12 thrilling performances and numerous special events, including live podcast recordings of conversations on dance, all across the beautiful Vail Valley. Don't miss the legendary Martha Graham Dance Company, LA Dance Project, Music from the Soul, Ballet X, Dance Aspen, and an all-star cast of festival artists from New York City Ballet, American Ballet Theater, the Royal Danish Ballet, Boston Ballet, and many more. Tickets for our live podcast recordings are now available at veildance.org/conversations-on-dance or click the link in the show notes. Tickets for festival performances are also available now at veildance.org. See you this summer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
I'm Rebecca King Ferraro.
And I'm Michael Sean Breeden, and you're listening to Conversations on Dance.
This week on Conversations on Dance, we are joined by Philip Duclos, Corps de Ballet member with the Royal Danish Ballet. We talk with Philip about his training at the School of American Ballet and his first year in a company. He gives us a preview of what he will be dancing this year at the Vail Dance Festival and tells us how he first came to be invited to the festival in 2021 while he was still a student at SAB.
Philip, we are so happy to finally be able to sit down and chat with you. We've been watching you at Vail for a few years now, and I had the pleasure of working with you this past year at the Royal Danish Ballet. But as we do with any first-time guest, we like to go back to the beginning. So just tell us a little bit about how you first sort of fell in love with dance.
Yeah, so my mom had danced a little bit through college, nothing serious. So my mom danced a little bit through college, and she had put me, when I was 3 or 4, put me into everything, sports, and nothing really stuck. And she decided to put me into ballet. I think she got that idea because I had gone to see, she had taken me to ABT with my family to see, Bayadere, and my entire family, had fallen asleep besides me, at like 3 years old. And I was, I just loved it. And I think that's when she got the idea to just put me into classes. And I started at this, little studio in a synagogue on the Upper West Side in New York. And, the first couple of classes I refused to dance, but then I would get home and then I would do the whole class myself. And you know, over time I, gained confidence and I would dance. And then I think when I was 6 years old, I auditioned for SAB, and then I started when I was 7.
Wow.
And I was there for 12 years. And now I'm at the Royal Danish Ballet, just finished my first season.
That's awesome. Wow.
I mean, that's kind of an unusual story. Not a lot of kids really do, you know, from beginning to end at SAV. So what was that like being, not a lot of kids even stay in one place anywhere, right? I mean, it's a, it's unusual to have like a single institution shape your dancing. So what was your experience like at SAV from 6 or 7 years old?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. I mean, it also changed. I mean, the whole institution went through a major change when I was there, and I experienced all of that. But I think, I mean, as a kid, I loved it. I loved performing with City Ballet. It was my favorite part about it. And it, like, I think that's what instilled in myself that I love to perform and I love to dance. And I think that my dream for a long time was to get into New York City Ballet. And that's what I thought my path was going to be up until my last year at school. But, you know, ballet world took me other places and I ended up in Denmark, and it couldn't have been a better thing for me because I couldn't be more happy. But overall, my experience at SAB was, I mean, it shaped me into the dancer I am today, but it was long. I'm not going to lie. 12 years is a long time to be in the same place. Mm-hmm. And it can kind of get you in a one-way mindset about where you want to dance professionally. But I don't know. I think it all ended up turning out the way it should have.
Right. I mean, I felt the same way. I was only at SAB for 3 years, and I certainly was very single-minded. And but then, of course, like looking back, I was just saying this yesterday. I mean, I'm right now I'm working with Ballet Collective, and it's all New York City Ballet dancers. And I'm the only person in the whole room that didn't dance for New York City Ballet. And it's kind of strange sometimes. But then, you know, you realize later on, like, well, all these opportunities that I am getting. I mean, Philip, in your first year, Justin picked you, lucky for me, because I got to work with you, but Justin picked you to learn the central male soloist of ballet, which maybe, you know, if you were at New York City Ballet, that might not have happened. So already things are really clearly falling into place for you. But I want to go back a little bit. Let's talk about some of the ballets you got to dance when you were a kid, SAB. What were some of the things that you got to perform with New York City Ballet?
Yes, I did pretty much everything that a kid could do there. But I think, I mean, I did Nutcracker for 5 or 6 years. I was in the party scene. I was Fritz, the brother. I was the prince for 2 years. And then I was under the bed a couple years later for another
bed
2 years
boy.
After that.
Wow.
Let's see.
Is it always an SAB student that does bed boy at City Ballet?
I think so.
Historically, it has been.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think like at Miami City Ballet, sometimes like soloists be down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, it is a lot of responsibility that part.
I know. I always thought it was funny that they just have a kid do it.
Yeah. Was that, I mean, not to detour us, but was that panicky? I feel like
you can't
see anything under there, right?
No, yeah, it was so stressful. And I like kept it. I was like, no, I'm not going to tell anyone in Copenhagen because God forbid they want me to do it. I was just like, I don't want
to. They're like, get back under that bed.
No, but it was, I think, the most stressful thing I've done on that stage, just like really nerve wracking. And anyone will tell you. But, but yeah. And let's see, I did Swan Lake. I was a villager, then I was a jester. I did that 2 times. I did La Sylphide when they started opening it, which is funny because now I'm doing it in Denmark this year.
Right.
I did Firebird. I did Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. How do you think that those performing experiences, like obviously that feeds you, makes you want to stay on your path to becoming a professional, but do you think it, like, is that, or were those early experiences something that stay with you and like help you to feel comfortable on stage now as an adult?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I think back to those experiences much now, but I think like looking back, it definitely gave me the confidence that I have now. And just that stage experience is like so important as a kid, I think, because, you know, you have to get used to being on stage. And even though I wasn't dancing much, I mean, the Nutcracker, like I was doing a lot, and it like definitely, I think is a lot for a kid to handle, but I didn't think of it that way then. And it just, it was really, I think the performing experience was super, super helpful.
It's so funny because like, this is an experience that you probably didn't have, but like for us, I think Michael, I don't want to speak for you, but just having kind of like a small school experience of performing was kind of what I went into my career feeling more comfortable with, like where it's just kind of like this student showcase more kind of feel. No, I don't want to say recital-y, but you know what I mean. And then when you get to a professional company, it's like, oh, this is real. And it feels a little scary because it's just so professional. And so I have to think that then when you get to the Royal Danish Ballet, you're like, this is feels already very normal for me. And I feel very, this is like an organic experience for me. So I don't have to think about that. I can just like focus on dancing. Like I'm already so comfortable in this environment.
Oh yeah. And especially, I mean, those performances as a kid definitely helped me, but I mean, doing Veil the past 2 years, and especially Veil, I think, because that was my first like real high stakes performance, I think, like with professional dancers, you know, it was the real deal. So I think that was especially important to like giving me the confidence that I have now, because of course I get anxious before a performance. I think any dancer does, but, I think without those experiences, I would be in a very different place, but I'm so grateful to have, you know, been pushed back then. So now I feel so much more comfortable.
Let's talk about Veil. Yeah.
That's really getting thrown in the deep end.
Totally.
You know, it's, you know, being in a professional company and, you know, doing whatever, corps de ballet is one thing, but at Veil, you know, it's not really an ensemble. It's a collection of incredible artists who are all doing various featured work. And you had to become a piece of that puzzle at a very young age. But let's hear, I guess, about how that opportunity even first came about.
Yeah. So my mom is actually a veterinarian and had run into Heather Watts and Damien Wetzel in the animal hospital. And this was right at the beginning of COVID, and they had offered my mom, they said like, because my mom had told them I was a dancer, and they offered to give me a class on Zoom, during COVID, and started with one class and we really connected, and they started giving me multiple classes a week, for all through COVID. I would take, it would mostly be, Tyler Peck, myself, and then Savannah, Heather Watts' niece, who's in Ballet X, and then sometimes Roman Mejia. It would be us doing class on Zoom, and that's kind of what I did to, remain in shape during COVID. And I mean, they're, Heather and Damien are amazing coaches. And then the first summer that Veil was back, after the pandemic, they invited me to come. I think it was a pretty small group of people at that time, just because they were trying to keep it pretty safe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they invited me to come to Veil. And I had met Heather and Damien for the first time in person, like a couple weeks before I went to Veil, because I'd never even seen them in person. They'd only seen me online. And then I went to,
I know.
Yeah. And then I went to Veil that first summer, and they were so instrumental in like, especially my last year at the school, and like, helping me, with companies and like getting the confidence to audition and put myself out there. They were so, amazing. Like I really accredit so much of what I've accomplished to them, because I don't know, I would not be where I am without them. And then I went back last year again to Vail, and now I'm going back again this year. I actually just had rehearsal yesterday for it. So
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yay. I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about them coaching you, Heather and Damien, because I do think that there can be a thought from the audience that like, oh, Damien and Heather put together programming. They bring together the dancers and then they're like, that's their job. That's all they do. And it's so much more than that, right? They are so hands-on. Oh, yeah. They are always in that theater. Like if you ever pop down to the amphitheater, they are there. They are on stage. They are coaching. And so much is happening in Vail, lots of creation, but there's still so much coaching happening. So I wonder if you could tell us that first year and maybe last year too, but just like some of the things that they worked with you on one-on-one and that coaching experience that continued, not just the performing experience.
Yeah. So the main thing I did in Vail my first year was one of the pas de deux from Who Cares with India Bradley. Mm-hmm. And at that time, she's, you know, been in the court of ballet and I'm not even a graduating student at SAB. So mm-hmm. it was, you know, a lot to take on. But I had never really had an experience like that, like doing a, you know, as I said, that was my first like real performing professional experience. And I think I wasn't so comfortable at first, like dancing with someone and really expressing myself and finding that deep connection. But Heather and Damien, they pulled that out of me, like for sure. They were so instrumental in just like building myself into a performer and not just a technician, a ballet mm-hmm. technician, because I think I was so focused at that time. You know, I still am, but I'm so focused on technique and you know, I was still in the school at that time, so it's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy to get in that mindset. But they, you know, pulled that performance quality out of me, and like, they, you know, I think were one of the main people who made me into a performer, and they're still doing that now. But it's been so helpful going, you know, as my first year. At the Royal Danish Ballet, being able to express myself like that, like they really brought, I can't express enough, like how they brought that out of me and like gave me the confidence that I needed. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think even just like, it makes, you can just also see what they were doing, like by pairing you with India. Mm-hmm. Like India is just such a personality. And I think it would be impossible to not have to give something back to her. And
but yeah,
so I love that, you know, they're Heather and Damien, everything is thought through, you know, it's not just arbitrary, like, okay, we're just going to do a grab bag of ballets and then we'll like, you know, the casting is whatever. It's all very deliberate, which is one of the things that I love about them. Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned already you had rehearsal yesterday. What are you dancing this year at the festival?
Yes. So this year I'm dancing La Ventana Pas de Trois. It's a Bournonville.
I love
Pas de Trois, nice. Which I'm super excited about.
Great.
I'm dancing it with Olivia Bell from City Ballet and mm-hmm. Mayfield Myers. She's at Philadelphia Ballet. We went to SAB together for a little bit. They're both incredible dancers. It's Mayfield's first year at the festival, so I'm super excited.
I've heard very good things about Mayfield. We remember Olivia from the festival last year.
Yeah.
Your bestie, Shelby Mann, was telling me that Mayfield is very talented. So
we're looking forward to seeing her dancing. She is. I mean, you just have to wait and see. She's really incredible. But yeah, so I'm doing that, which is super nice. I love Bournonville. Even before I got into the company, I loved Bournonville. So I'm super excited about that. I'm doing a new Kyle Abraham piece.
So cool. We love Kyle.
And then I'm doing another new ballet with KJ from New York City Ballet. And then another dancer named Spencer. I think he's the scholar in residence this year. So that's going to be a ballet, the three of us. And then, you know.
What style is that going to be in? Is it going to be ballet or?
I don't know. I haven't had rehearsal yet. Okay. So we'll see. Right. Yeah, we'll see. But things always get added once we get there. So I'm sure there will be more. But yeah. At the moment, just those three things. I mean, which is a lot, but yeah.
So you haven't started rehearsals for any of the new pieces yet?
No, not yet. I've just done La Ventana.
That'll be probably just like in Vail, right? I mean, it's amazing to see how fast these new works come together when everyone is there. It really, so much work is put in and they happen so fast and you guys have to think so fast and on your feet. And it's just like really, again, it's maybe something the audience doesn't quite realize because it all looks so polished and completed and when it's there, but it just is so such a quick experience. What is that like for you, like compared to your everyday company life?
You know, I'm going to say that it's actually not that different because in Copenhagen, we put things together super quickly. It depends on the ballet. But if it's a ballet that the company has performed before and is kind of in the regular repertoire and that most dancers know, it's put together super quickly. Like Nutcracker for us is put together in like 4 days, even for the people who have never learned it before, like new dancers.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it's that experience at Vail also prepared me well because you got to know what you're doing at all times. And especially this year in the company, my experiences have been kind of crazy being thrown into different parts, mid-performance.
You were thrown in when I was there. I remember, I think I saw the show, Blixen, right? You got, it was like an intermission.
Yeah, like I had, moment. It was a spot that I had never done before. I mean, I was only an understudy and I had my rehearsal during intermission and then I went on. But that was the first of many, many times this year that's happened. That's also partly my own fault because I would volunteer to do it because, you know, any extra dancing that I can do, I will take advantage of.
That is, as Michael and I will talk about all the time, that is the smartest thing you can do as a dancer. It makes you incredibly valuable that you can just pop in and solve any problem because those are moments for the artistic staff that's like panic. And if they have someone they can count on, very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's also, I mean, it's exciting to do a new spot. And, you know, if you're not on that night and you get put on, it's exciting. I love it personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and a ballet, like you guys, I think Blixen was a pretty long run, you know, why not mix it up, you know, do something.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and yeah, the same thing happened, I think, with Greg, Gregory Dean. He's a principal in the company and he's choreographed a bunch of ballets, but he choreographed Blixen and then he choreographed a new full length ballet this year, Gotta Dance. And in his two ballets, for some reason, that's like been the time that I've been thrown in the most, just because they're usually long runs and a lot of dancers and, you know, hard rep. So it's it's going to happen that people are going to get injured and
they need you.
So I was there and, I don't know. I mean, it was great. I mean, great for me. I don't hope that anyone gets injured, but it's been great opportunities for myself. So.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We had, yeah. There was a, I feel like I've already mentioned this moment on the podcast. Like, I don't know what episode that would have been, but a different episode. But it was, to me, like a very moving rehearsal. Like, you know, just one of those rehearsals where you're just like, I love ballet and I love being a part of this community. But we were rehearsing the Anthony Huxley role in Belette. It was like the end of the day. And we had just you and the other men. So it was Bozzy, who was the first cast, who's a principal, and Toby, also like a very esteemed soloist with the company, wonderful dancer. And Sam was the third cast. And you learned the ballet, but you hadn't really gotten a chance to do it. And then we had that time. You know, that's always my rule. We never go home early if there's someone in the room who hasn't rehearsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just had Philip do the whole ballet. But it was just so wonderful because it was like Philip obviously knew it, had worked on it in the back so much, and was beautiful in it. But then also like this moment where you could just like feel like his new peers who barely knew Philip, you know, you'd only been there for a couple months, like beaming with like pride and respect and like love for their new family member. It was like, mm-hmm. You just went home feeling so happy. I hope you felt as happy as I did with that rehearsal.
Oh yeah. No, that was that year, that was my first, like, I mean, I will always remember it. It's my first like major role that I got to learn in the company. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, overwhelming, but such an amazing experience. And I'm so grateful for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was such any time that I'm able to, you know, even if I'm an understudy, get to rehearse the role, like I will grab that opportunity. So I was so grateful. And it was such a beautiful ballet and such a nice role that I got to learn. So, yeah.
Did you get to learn that part at all? Or just
it was, no.
But see, the rehearsals, sometimes those rehearsals feel like a performance, right?
When
get to do it, like you still got to do it in space and it felt good and it fed your soul. And like you said, you'll remember it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that was like an opening to more opportunities that I got during the year. And I think just being able to go full out in the back as much as you can and just know your choreography, whether you're going to perform it or not, is super important.
Right. I mean, I remember you also, like, you weren't able to come to all the rehearsals. Like, it was, you were very... Everyone was very overbooked, but it was like, I remember Philip being like, okay, I think I can like leave this rehearsal for Midsummer at this time. And I could come to like the last 10 minutes of your rehearsal. And I was like, you do whatever. But you know, you made it a point to just be as present and, you know, just to know the role as well as you could in spite of that, being that divided.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Midsummer was also a crazy experience because I was doing a role and then, you know, 2 days before the premiere, I got thrown into this, I don't know if I'd call it a soloist role, but this featured role. It's like a principal. And then there's two guys in the back doing some kind of insanely difficult choreography. And I got thrown into that, which I wasn't expecting to do. But, you know, that's kind of the life it is, how it's like there. You never know what you're going to do, really.
I mean, so often we talk with dancers who've had, you know, long careers, and a lot of times they bring up, you know, something happened. And again, it's like no one wants anybody to get injured, but there was an injury that happened. They got this opportunity and then they took it. Like you're saying, you knew it, you're ready to go. And then that kind of helped build their career up. So it's just having that work ethic first thing in the company is just so important. It sounds like you're on a great path for sure.
I think, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I've enjoyed it so much this year. Yeah, it's been great.
You have your whole career ahead of you.
It's such an exciting... I can just feel Rebecca and me like vampiring your young energy. We're just like, oh, that... Like it is, but it is such a special feeling at the beginning of your career when you have so much to look forward to. It's just, that's the best feeling. What are you looking forward to this coming season?
Yes. So this season, first ballet we're performing, we were supposed to do Bayadere, and I was super excited because I was learning the Golden Idol. But due to scheduling issues and like, just like a ton of performances. We had to cancel the production. It's going to come back in the next couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. But so the first program we're doing this year is Sylphide and then Scotch Symphony.
I love Scotch. Scotch is the best.
So
have you done that before? I feel like that's an SAB. That's in SAB's repertoire.
No, I was there when they did it. Mm-hmm. I was there when they did it for workshop. I had seen it the last time they had done it. But no, I've never done it. And so I'm learning one of the two soloist guys.
I did that. It's the most fun ever.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one cast right now, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get to do it or not. I hope I do. And then I'm learning the reel in Sylphide, which I've done as a child. So I'm doing that. Or I'm learning that for the first program. And then we're doing Swan Lake again, which I did this year. So I'm doing same roles I did, which is like I'm doing the waltz, I'm doing Russian, and then another like mazurka in the third act, which is all this is what I all did this past year.
It's so great, like your second year, like the first time a ballet comes back for you, you kind of feel like you're in your stride. You're like, okay, I've done this before. It's really, I remember that feeling like a nice experience. Like you feel a little bit like seasoned, you know?
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. It's going to be nice. And then what I'm super excited about is we're doing the Dante Project by Wayne McGregor.
Oh, you're going to get to work with Anton. Antoine.
So,
I'm forgetting his name. I love him so much. It's just so such a wonderful stager, and I'm presuming Wayne is going to come as well.
Yeah. So this ballet Paris Opera just did it. I mean, it was choreographed on the Royal Ballet recently, and I'm doing. There's the main Dante role, which is the main principal male role, and then I'm doing the young version of Dante. So, it's like a featured role and I'm first cast. So I'm super excited. That's what I'm mostly excited about this year. And then for the rest of the season, I'm going to be in Toby's new ballet, Toby Praetorius. He's choreographing his first ballet for the company. I'm going to be doing that. And then let's see. I think the rest of the casting for the year hasn't come out yet. Right. So we'll see. Yeah.
But what a great season. So many different things.
Yeah, we have, and there's like we're doing Cinderella, Raymonda, Nutcracker, of course, just a ton of we're doing Etudes, Serenade.
Etudes, there's gonna be working hard there. I'm sure that the structure of the ballet is like it's just pure virtuosity, but like you can do many, like, I don't think that it's like, a strict, this part does this. It's like, you could do multiple sections. It's like, I guess like kind of like a serenade situation where you could just, like, remember when you did Rebecca, you had that little, the moment that does the girl that does the Russian girl duet thing. And then you also did Russian Girls, which is unusual, but not impossible. I think Etudes, I feel like Philip is just going to be in every section dying.
I hope so. I'm excited for it. It seems like a good ballet to do. Challenging, but good. Yeah.
Well, we look so forward to seeing you in Vail. We hope that all of our listeners will join us and come see you dance. And we're looking forward to it, as we know you are too. So thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Conversations on Dance is part of the Acast Creator Network. For more information, visit conversationsondancepod.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.